Aloha and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I'm your cosmic guide and host, Charlotte Sivak, transmitting to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. We are so glad that you joined us today on this very special day, well, week actually, of incredible cosmic proportions. We are so delighted, and actually we're kind of ecstatic that you did decide to join us today for a yummy, awakening, magical cosmic hour, enjoying the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth, experiencing your vastness, expanding the collective consciousness with amazing synchronicities. Don't forget about our signature unique meditation activations, and all the while daring you to be the masterpiece you were created to be. Now, today's fantastic wild card lineup show, which is multi-layered, multi-dimensional, we never know what's going to happen moment to moment, so we will definitely do what we can to spark your creativity, infusing all of you with infinite possibilities and the magical awakening of the divine child. So let's all be daring and risk living in divine orgasmic ecstasy. Sounds pretty good to me. So we have a really incredible show planned for you, and in honor of the galactic alignment, and of course we've just gone through the 12-12-12 portal and all the changes and activations and anchoring and everything that everybody has been experiencing these past few days, not to mention that really powerful new moon last week, which was really igniting the 13th sign of the zodiac. And I apologize if I say this wrong, I still haven't gotten it right yet, but Apithecus, the amazing serpent holder or serpent healer of the astrological sign, is really incredible because it's really helping us to step into new beginnings where we shift into now embracing our sacred feminine to the heart and becoming the winged serpent and transcending the rat wheel of unconsciousness that we've lived through the 12 trials of Hercules or the 12 lessons of the zodiac. But in actuality, it's actually 24 because we're looking at the shadow side and the light side. But now that we're passing through duality and really anchoring in this new understanding and awareness, of course, with this new moon that has landed in Sagittarius, it corresponds with our throat chakras and helping everyone to govern the archetypes of Artemis, and again, I apologize to this beautiful goddess, the medicine woman, and Chiron, the healer. So this is really going to be an incredible time for us where we end the gender war, the conflict of opposites, the battle of the sexes, and really work at consciously embracing our inner partnerships. And what's really incredible, too, is this is a time we have waited for thousands of years. And I remember myself when I first heard about this date was 1994, and it sparked off, and all I kept thinking of was 2012. I don't know what's going to happen or where I'm going to be or what's going to be happening, but I know that those dates are important. So it's like it's been embedded in your cellular memory, and it's awakening everybody. Everybody on the planet knows that this is going on, whether you know it consciously or subconsciously. So today, we are going to be welcoming a very special guest and a friend of mine as well, too. I'm very honored to say that about him because I've known him for years, and he's a very talented individual who's put his mark as well, too, and added into helping with creating sacred space and helping other people also with elevating and being illuminated into their higher selves and higher consciousness as well. And I'm so honored to also be taking part of a big event that he's going to be putting on December 21st called the Love Festival. So let me just give you a little bit about him before we bring him on the show and we have a little chat about what's going on with him, his exciting life and how things unfolded for him. And maybe if we're lucky, we'll get him to also do an activation with us as well. So David Hickey is based in Mount Hope, Ontario, Canada. He has played and performed with the Quartz Crystal Singing Bowls, between 15 to 20 of them, each producing a pure note or tone, the purest that there is. You can hear them, and you have to hear them to believe it. And when he plays them in combination with the vibraphone, the centaur, and the 8 to 18 paced planet symphonic and sound creation gongs, every gong features a strong fundamental note tuned in to represent a natural harmonic series based on the orbital properties of the sun, the earth, the moon, and the other planets. It's literally like having a full orchestra. Now, David has been touring Canada and the United States coast to coast for the past 7-8 years, performing over 700 shows, releasing 7 CDs to date. And you can find out more about him at www.crystaljourney.ca. So Crystal Journey has dedicated its intention for the music to help raise awareness in our environment and with such social causes as Tibet and Burma, raising funds for these and various other charities. Crystal Journey also works in support with groups such as cancer support groups in the Wellsprings in Calgary. What their intent is, and David's major intent for his performances, is to create soothing, meditative, and healing music. Each one of his performances is completely improvised, and it's totally unique. It's really incredible. The music attracts a full range of listeners, and his concerts are always in 2 sets. So his inspirations are Jerry Garcia, The Grateful Dead, John Lennon, George Harris, Bob Marley, Miles Davis, and Frederic Chopin, just to name a few. So it's quite an impressive bio and a really incredible way that he's also ignited and evolved. And seeing him also, too, over the last few years and how he's beautifully expanded, too, I am so honored to welcome David Hickey to the show. Welcome to Goddess Alchemy. Thank you for coming, David.
Oh, my goodness, Charlotte. Thank you. What an introduction. I don't know if there's anything left for me to say.
Well, we got 40 minutes, so you better find something fast.
Oh, I can talk. Don't worry. We'll fill her up.
You are a Sagittarius, are you not?
I just turned 45 last couple weeks ago, so I am on the new verge of new life in this shift that we're going through, and I can really feel it, and I can also feel it in my bones too. So,
truth seeking and straight down from the DNA—that's incredible, David. How did all this happen? How did this come to be? How did you birth Crystal Journey?
Wow. Okay. 40 minutes, you say?
That's okay. We can always go over time.
Yeah, I know. A couple of updates. I know you got me to send the bio to you. And so I've actually, this past summer, I passed the 1,000 mark for performances in almost 11 years. So,
incredible.
Somebody mentioned to me the other day, I mean, I'm a numbers guy, and that's what we're all about right now with the Mayan calendar, but some guy came up to me the other day at a show and said, you've been playing almost every 3 days for the last 10 years. And that's, it kind of struck me as, wow, he's right. So,
how do you do it? You yourself must be a tuning fork then.
Well, years ago, too, somebody else mentioned to me that, wonder how long you can survive in such frequency. And it's not so much surviving in that frequency, it's trying to survive outside that frequency that's been the challenge. So I've been playing as much as I have because I just love it. It feels so good. It's where I want to be. It's what I want to be doing all the time. And, as you mentioned, it's growing and there's a more wide range of audience. So that's a good sign. And, it's just been an incredible journey. It doesn't seem to be letting up, which is, fine by me. I don't know what else I'd be doing now at this point in my life. I'm 10 years in, and I'm certainly, not going back to a regular job. Not that I ever had one, but this is what I want to be doing till the day I leave this planet.
Well, you create such a beautiful space as well, too, and it's incredible, too, that not only do you create this space, but you create these amazing festivals, and especially with what you're putting on in a few days. We are so looking forward to this. Please tell us more about the Love Festival.
Well, as you mentioned, Charlotte, we just went through the 12-12-12 portal, which, I'm sure there's anybody alive on the planet isn't feeling something right now. And like you, I've been thinking about this date for such a long time, and when I started the music, 10 years ago, it was there. It was always kind of flashing in the back of my head, where are we going to be, what are we going to be doing? Where am I going to be, and am I going to be performing? Who am I going to be around? What city am I going to be living in? All of that. And so here we are. It's upon us, and we're having a big celebration in Ancaster, Ontario, of all places to be in the world. And we've rented the fairgrounds, so it's a massive undertaking of like I've never done before. I've done smaller events, but this is a big one, and obviously with the date, it had to be big. Not big in the sense that, it's overloaded, but just we needed to have enough room for people to move, people to feel safe and comfortable and, not crammed in, which, you know, that's, I think that's what a lot of people are feeling these days, crammed in, whether that's energetically or, you know, even within their life of, you know, what they do. So we wanted to rent a big space so people could feel free, and that's what we've done at the Ancaster Fairgrounds.
Well, this is going to be amazing. I mean, with all the spaces that you've created, and then for this, and then to bring in all the other musicians and the other events that you're pulling together with it, with having other people. You were mentioning also that you were going to have booths so people could also advertise their services and really help others with whatever healing or reading or whatever it is that they need to help them to transform. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful idea that you've birthed, and it's going to be amazing.
Well, yeah, thank you, Sharon. I appreciate that. And that is the other, you know, there's the music, but there's the other aspect of what this event and this shift is about, and that's creating conscious community. And, you know, I was born in 67. Unfortunately, I didn't get to experience the 60s, but it's such a part of my life. You know, as you mentioned, my musical influences, they're all from the 60s, continue to be. It's the music that I love that's in my blood. And, you know, they were doing it back then, you know, the Summer of Love from, you know, about 1966 to, you know, 69, 70. There was such a mass shift of consciousness and awakening, and it was through the arts. It was through the music. There was other things going on, and, of course, we had the flip side to that, which was, you know, Vietnam and the social movement and the civil rights movement, and, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, who studied that, and some people say we got it right, some people say we got it wrong, but it was exactly the way it was meant to be, and I truly believe that 45 years later, this is the opportunity that we have to get what they were trying to do back then right, and that's what the Love Festival is all about. It's creating conscious community. As you mentioned, we have booths with people who've made their products, whether it's drums or crystal jewelry or products, healthcare products, organic and vegan. And that's really important to the intention behind the event, because that's really what the music is. It's all organic and raw. Myself, Gary Diggins, Dennis Goleman, and Errol Star Francis, they all create their own music. And it's really cool because it's all raw and organic. So it really fits in with the vendors and the healing section that we're having.
Well, I'm really looking forward to coming and taking part in it, and just being present in the moment for the whole day. Where can people get tickets?
They can get tickets online through my website at crystaljourney.ca, and there's a lot of the links on my website take you to Facebook, which is a great social networking place. I know, again, you know, a lot of people have different and varying opinions about that, but that's how we're doing a lot of our advertising through Facebook, and it's connecting a lot of people. So there's the Love Festival event page. There's an official band business page that is the Love Festival, and then there's the event page, and all the links to tickets are on there, as well as ticket locations. So if people are local, there's some event places in Toronto, Oakville, Mississauga, and Guelph that are selling tickets. And, of course, tickets will be available at the door. The event itself is split up into two parts. There's the afternoon session, which runs from 1 to 5, and that is there's going to be a drum circle. There's going to be talks dispelling the myths of 2012, the apocalypse. There'll be a sacred sound circle with Gary Diggins where everybody in the hall lies down and there'll be instruments played over top of them, didgeridoos and drums and crystal bowls and gongs. And then we're going to have also the opening will be by a friend of mine, Deke Lee Oldershaw, who will be doing a global meditation to open the circle and the day. And then we're going to take a break from 5 to about 7. And that's when people can visit the vending area. There's going to be a healing area where people can get attuned with Reiki and massage therapy and chair massage. There's also going to be yoga in that room for about 2 hours. There'll be a 90-minute session where people can come and go and stretch out and be safe. And then in the evening, that's when the real fun begins, the music with the aforementioned musicians with Crystal Journey closing. So we're looking at a whole day, pretty much from 1 till midnight, and you can come for the whole day.
Forget the diamond activation.
I was just going to mention that. I was going to let you, you're the expert with there, so I let you describe that. You'll be attuning everybody as they come in from, I think we said from about 12:15 to 1 o'clock, and then at the break they'll be able to come and see you for that as well.
Yeah, we'll be tuning and tapping them and getting them all ready so they can receive the sacred harmonics from the music that you're going to be playing. So I think it's going to be really amazing.
You think or you know?
Oh, well, I know. Now, what about people who are not living in Canada in this area? Will they be able to go to a website and watch the show, or will
we're,
it be...
We're looking into it. It's a big undertaking to do a live webcast, and we're pretty sure there's internet there, but everybody seems to be busy doing their own thing, and we'd love to be able to broadcast it. If that doesn't happen, we are having the event videotaped, and we'll be presenting it somewhere online not long after the event's over. Of course, during the event, I'm meticulous about updating on the Facebook pages of pictures and you know what's going on there. So people will definitely be able to be updated that way if we don't have a live webcast. I really would like to be able to do that. It's just, you know yourself how much work it takes to do that. And,
yeah.
And this is definitely the time to do that. So I hope we can do it. If everybody thinks positively enough, maybe we can pull it off. We have talked about it, so the seeds have been planted to do that. And, you know, technology, what it is today, it's not very hard to do. It's just the timing and finding somebody to do it.
Well, let's hope someone steps forward in the next few days, or, well, let's say in the next hour. So but we're putting it really known in the intention to all our listeners here who are listening in today. Maybe if you know somebody might be into it, that'd be fantastic.
That would be great. They could be in touch, and that would be awesome. Hopefully, like I said, somebody will step forward, and when we can pull this off, you know, it might not be a total professional way of doing it, but you know, at least be able to get updated, or you know, some clips as we go along throughout the day.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Once again, we're online with David Hickey of crystaljourney.ca, and we're talking about the Love Festival for December 21st, 2012, the big day of the galactic alignment. And one thing that we really want to get across as well too to everybody that's listening in is that it doesn't matter where you are, as long as you're within your heart, you're always home. So all you have to do is just magically, or even wish that you are, or tune into your spiritual body and your light body, and you can actually send yourself there to be a part of whatever event is going on. And of course, there's going to be so many going on globally that, we can't even begin to name how many of them. And what do you have planned for the new year? Any big tours or big vacation or?
I think you're getting at something that you already know, don't you?
I am, but we want to announce it and make it nice for everybody. So
we've
got a really incredible event coming up.
Yes, I'm hesitant to mention anything about it because, I mean, it's official, but it's not official. But my partner and I, Cheyenne, just got back from the Maya Riviera, where we did a week retreat and did 5 concerts. And this was at the Tao Inspired Living Center near Playa del Carmen. And while we were there, the CEO of Tao was really impressed with the music, and he's good friends with Greg Braden. His name is Jonathan Elderby. He's a published Hay House author, and Greg Braden is a really big inspiration for my work, and his book, The Deep Truth, is what this retreat's going to be about. So Greg will be speaking for 5 days, and so during some of the seminars, we've been asked to come back down and do some of the music. So this is very exciting. This takes what I do to a whole other level, not only energetically, but for me personally. I mean, just being able to be in the same room and be part of an event with Greg Braden, my hero, I guess you could say. His books have really helped me to understand the shift and, you know, kind of try and stay calm and focused and stay positive through it. So this is a big deal for me.
This is incredible news. My goodness. We'll definitely have to keep up to date with you on this and see how things unfold.
It's pretty cool, Charlotte. And, you know, like I said, that tells you how big December 21st is, that, you know, I haven't even really been thinking about this event, the February one, because the 21st is so magical and powerful. But I know once we get past December 21st, that's where I'm going to start focusing my energy. We've got New Year's after December 21st, too, so we've got that show, which is another big event. I mean, energetically, we move into 2013. We've just come through probably, I mean, for most people, the most powerful, in some cases, the most difficult year that we've ever had. Energetically, it's been all over the map. So I'm looking really forward to performing New Year's Eve as well, to just kind of say goodbye to 2012 in a very good way. You know, it's been a good year for me personally in the music, but I know for a lot of people, they're kind of looking forward to 2012 being over. And 2013, I really do believe it's going to be a magical year for everybody if they so choose to see what's available to us, which is what this shift's all about, which is, you know, the magic and the purity and the intention and the creation that's available to us. You know, that's what the Mayans were talking about and writing about. You know, it's not the end of the days, it's the beginning of days. We have a chance to rewrite our own history, and the writing block is free. It's, you know, what do you want to manifest? What do you want to create? And that's what the Greg Braden event is really showing me. You know, I've been working hard for 10 years, you know, sometimes playing for only a couple of people, but you never know who those couple of people are. So you just keep doing what you love to do, and eventually you'll get to where you need to be. And once you get out of your own way, you'll get there. And that's really what I believe this event with Greg Braden is for me.
How incredible. David, do you happen to have one of your bowls around you, or you're nearby anything, or you could maybe give us a little...
It's, you know what, it's funny you should say that. While we're talking, I'm standing right beside 7 bowls. So if I'm in my house, I'm never like more than a foot away from an instrument. So,
would you?
Yeah, I don't know how well we can hear it through the phone, but I can give us a little something here.
Would you be open to doing one of our unique signatures of Goddess Alchemy, which is doing an activation, a quick little meditation, and just playing behind and seeing what you feel, and let's see what happens. Create it in the moment.
Sounds good to me.
All right. So everybody get into a comfortable position, and just try to keep your spine straight and your make sure nothing is crossed or uncrossed, and take a deep breath. And just acknowledge if you have any energy that's around you that you're ready to release or just to dissolve. See it dissolving and just transmuting away. And take a deep breath. Inhale through the nose. And as you exhale, all the ladies that are listening to this, visualize or bring your focus and awareness to your second chakra. And for all the gentlemen, bring your awareness to your first. And visualize a tube of light flowing into the center of the crystalline core heart center of Mother Earth and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. We invoke the golden white bubble of light and the pure white light of the Christ for personal protection. We call forth the inner plane hierarchy of planetary and cosmic ascended masters, the archangels, the Elohim. We also invoke our mighty I Am presence, inviting our soul extensions and our monad, should they wish to join us. And as you take this clearing breath and allow yourself just to relax, we're going to be igniting the crystal light technologies of the Archerians and Melchizedek. And just prepare yourself just to enter into a little mini visualization, seeing yourself entering a cave, walking fearlessly down into it, as you are surprised to discover that the cave isn't even dark. It is filled with millions of sparkling pinpoints of light, for this is a crystal cave. And you begin to find yourself a rough-hewed bench made of rock crystal, and you sit down, sensing the powerful energies that surround you. We now ask the Archerians and Melchizedek to focus this energy directly on top of you. And as you look around and you feel and see and sense this incredible power, the beauty of the crystals, and hearing the sound harmonics, you realize that you are sitting underneath a large, faceted, clear quartz shaped almost as if it were a feeding tube of liquid crystal that's being siphoned into your crown chakra. As you begin to receive a treatment of crystal energy, feel the pulsation at the top of your crown, a tingling sensation as it runs up and down your body and your spine, drinking in the incredible energies of the liquid crystal as it helps to create your physical structure and foundation for your light body. Feel yourself filling up with this incredible, immense energy of crystalline liquid light, absorbing it, healing and sealing any wounds. As we ask for the golden cylinder of the Archerians to be pulled out and to vacuum up any and all negative energy that has now been neutralized. Feeling yourself becoming ever crystal clear in a rarefied new energy. Breathing in deeply and allowing this process to flow through you as you allow the beauty of the sound harmonics to reverberate around you. We now call on the Lord of Archerus, the Archerians, and the Galactic Healers to replace all of your God crystals, placing these beautiful, brand new diamond crystals into each of your chakras and your hands. Igniting your soul. As these crystals become activated, begin to feel them spinning in each chakra in a clockwise manner, feeling the chakras expanding and reaching towards each other until they become one unified chakra. Breathing deeply, allow this unified energy to incorporate your whole body system. These crystals are very light, but powerful. They are gifts from the Masters, who now ask that you go out into the world and share this light so that you may help to intensify and activate as many people as you can. You are now a living crystal. A light body. And as you continue to breathe, we ask for all the fire letters, key codes, and sacred geometries that are in accordance with your resonance and your vibratory rate to be anchored at this time. And we call on your mighty I Am presence to spin your inner Merkaba to the right and your outer Merkaba to the left, helping to ground, solidify all these energies that we have called forth and anchored. We also request to transfer these heavenly energies to the Earth Mother, as well as all light workers who are consciously seeking ascension. And so it is. And just taking a moment to bring yourself back into the ever-present infinite now. Begin to wiggle your fingers, your toes. And when you feel it is that right time for you, open your eyes. We thank you, David, for that beautiful impromptu.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Little
that was... Sorry, go ahead.
That beautiful impromptu concert.
Thank you. That was a chime that I used on my first CD many, many years ago. I haven't used it for a while.
Wow. How did it feel?
Beautiful. I had to be conscious of what I was doing there. I was just so relaxed. It was beautiful.
We didn't want to blow you out. Oh, David, we thank you so much for being with us on the show and for everything that you do and for the traveling and creating these incredible sacred spaces where you lift the energy, the vibrational frequency by playing your beautiful music. I mean, anybody who has not heard of David Hickey yet, I mean, this broadcast goes right across the world and has an opportunity. If he's in your part of the world, please go and see him. You won't be disappointed. You probably have some really incredible magical experiences. And again, you can reach him or find out more about him at crystaljourney.ca. And David, is there anything else you would like to add or let us know about before we say goodbye to you?
You know, I was just thinking, Charlotte, it's really cool, you know, doing this interview with you because unlike a lot of interviews that I do, you've seen me. You've been to a lot of shows. We've done events together. So it's, you know, you're not just speaking from something that you've read or that I've sent you. You've actually, you know, we've had a chance to get to know each other and you have experienced what it is that I do. So you're speaking from your heart, which is really cool. I was thinking about that before you called and we did the interview today. So I thank you for doing that and, you know, trusting me and spreading the word about my music. It means a lot. So there's definitely that's important. You know, that, again, that's part of what this shift's about, of people, you know, helping one another. And, you know, and sometimes it's not always what you think it's going to be. You know, like I said, you just never know who's going to show up at your show or who's listening to the program or anything like that. So just I'd like everybody to know that, to, you know, be aware of everything that's going on around you. And that's something that I'm doing more and more. And it's not easy. Once you start to do that, you see how connected everything is and how much you have to be, you know, have to hold yourself accountable for everything. But really, isn't that why we're here? That's what this time's about.
Oh, the Earth School. When we look back at this time, you know, in 1,000 years from now, it's going to be, I can imagine what it'll say. It's an incredible spiritual time when everybody was crazy. You know?
That's what they said about the 60s. Who knows what they're going to be saying about now?
So we have a track to play here that we're going to be using as our send-off to everybody, which I'm so excited about. Do you want to give us a little history about it or...
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a very short excerpt from my new CD, which is as soon as this airs, it should be ready to be out and out there in the airwaves. So it's called Omnitopia Maya, which we did the recording down in Mexico a couple weeks ago. It wasn't something that we had planned on doing. I did record every one of the shows, but it wasn't until we got home that when listened to them that we realized that this one was a gem. It was just beautiful. It was recorded at the Tao Center in the heart of the jungle.
Oh.
So you can hear some of the sounds of the birds. If you listen to the recording, if you do get the CD eventually, this is just a short excerpt, so you probably won't hear it. But on the CD itself, if you listen with headphones, you can hear birds in the background. You can hear some noises that, you know, you're wondering, what is that? And that's the beautiful thing about a live recording. It's like it's live off the floor, so we weren't really, you know, again, we weren't planning on doing a CD, but it was just so beautiful, and the sound of the room and just knowing that this recording was done in the heart of the Mayan Riviera at this particular time, it was something else to listen to and get it all ready for December 21st, which is the release date of the CD. So this particular track, I think, is a couple minutes. It's with the instrument, the santur. It's a Middle Eastern instrument. It's such a gorgeous instrument. It came to me about 3 years ago. It's from Iran, and it's 72 strings. And it's just a heart-opening instrument I mean, the gongs are amazing, the bowls are amazing, the vibraphone's amazing, but this instrument right now is caught, I think, myself and a lot of people by surprise that it's just, it's opening people's hearts. So when you listen to it, think about that. And it's become just so much a part of what I do musically with this instrument. So it's got so much depth to it in just the few minutes that you'll hear it. And so I thank you for playing that. And again, sharing the word and the music of Crystal Journey, Charlotte.
Oh, thank you so much. I so look forward to the Love Festival. And for those of you who are on the other side of the planet, please join us on Facebook. And once again, you can get in touch with David Hickey at crystaljourney.ca. Thank you so much for being here. And just, you know, I'm really glad that, you know, Spirit brought us together and
absolutely,
we know each other and all the stuff that we've done together, too, from all the fundraisers and everything. It's been a real joy. And I'm very honored. And we thank you so much as you listen to this beautiful track from David with the Centaur. You called it Centaur?
Centaur, yes. It's spelled S-A-N-T-O-O-R.
Oh, incredible. And we thank you all for joining us today. We're wishing you all magical days, and of course we can't forget the nights, of cosmic ecstasy. So infinite blessings to all of you. Aloha.
Blessings. Thank you.